Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Upon losing at the Australian Open tennis tournament, Serena Williams said, "As much as I would like to be a robot, I'm not." Serena Williams isn't a robot.
She is not.
But isn't it interesting that she made the statement that she would, as much as she would like to be a robot, she's not. I guess the implication here is that robots have a level of perfection and perhaps consistency that people, especially athletes, might wish to have on an ongoing basis.
So Serena Williams historically has had a lot of situations in which she has lost matches she should have won, where she becomes her own worst enemy, gets inside her own head, and psychs herself out. And this is, you know, one of the greatest tennis players that has ever lived. But
this is great. This is Sports Talk with John Siracusa, because we're talking about tennis. It's awesome. Okay, go ahead.
And she has had her ups and downs, but she's got such a tremendous amount of raw talent. But we've all seen Serena Williams games where she just, not going to say chokes, but self-destructs. Like the person on the other side of the net is not making her lose, that she is making her lose. That's always a wild card in tennis players, where who do you think of who is just like, oh, like doesn't ever beat themselves. Like they may get beaten, and they may not have as much raw talent as someone who beats themselves. And Serena has gotten a lot better in this regard. I think that's what she's referring to that in that interview, and that like that's been a slam against her occasionally. That, you know, she should win more matches, even though she wins like almost all the time. That she should win even more matches than she does, because we've all seen her lose matches to basically quote unquote worse players, right? Whereas sometimes there are people like Brad Gilbert who you constantly see beat better players. And it's like, no, Brad Gilbert is beating people he shouldn't be beating. He's not even that good, right?
Yvonne Lendl was always kind of confused of being being robotic, that he didn't he didn't have any fire, but he was very good technically and kind of. But even Yvonne Lendl couldn't win the U.S. Open. No, Wimbledon, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't win Wimbledon.
But even there, you don't feel like, I mean, his game just wasn't suited to it, and he wasn't practiced on the surface or whatever. Yeah. He didn't mentally self-destruct. He didn't fall apart and lose to players that were way worse than him in the same way that some other players. And it doesn't mean that he was a better player than those people, because a lot of the greatest players were like that they could have, off days or whatever. Maybe it comes as part of fantastic talent and drive and everything, but... And Brad Gilbert, not one of the greatest players, but no one's going to ever accuse him to losing matches that he shouldn't have lost for the most part. So that's what she was referring to, I think. She was referring to the common swipe against her that sometimes she gets in her own way, mentally speaking. And if she was a robot, all that we would be left with is her raw talent and her athleticism, which is, unparalleled in the history of tennis, or women's tennis anyway. Yeah.
I think she also is referring to expectations, that she is so good, and when she is on, she is so accomplished and so practically unbeatable. In fact, her full quote, she says, "Everyone expects me to win every single match, every single day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I would like to be a robot, I'm not. And I try to, but I do the best I can. I try to win every single time I step out there, every single point, but realistically, I can't do it." So she is also implying this idea that a robot could always be at its best and play up to its potential, and she can't do it. That not only is that bar too high, but she is a human being. She has times when she just can't play up to her talent.
There's other things in her head beside just the tennis program, right? She's a full person, who not a machine designed to play tennis.
Right. Not a robot, as much as she'd like to be.
Good tennis player, though.
Pretty amazing tennis player, yeah.
Speaking of sports talk, we never have sports talk things. I would love to see. I've always wanted this since I was a kid. Like, why do women play separately than men? It's, oh well, the men would all win, would they? How do we know they would always? Oh well, they hit each other, and they just everyone just agrees that the men would win. I think there needs to be co-ed tennis. I think Serena could do really well on the men's tour. Like, maybe, and if that's not true, fine, then show it. Like, why are we segregating these? Have you seen? Well, I think she could be a top 10.
Well, there's mixed doubles, which actually lets that happen, sort of.
But doubles is so different. Like, you're not covering the whole court, and it's the people who play doubles are not that, it's not like the show. The show is singles, and it's always bothered me that they have to segregate the men and the women.
Bobby Riggs did that in 73, right? He challenged Margaret Court and Billie Jean King, and he beat the pants off of Margaret Court, but he lost to Billie Jean King. but he was not like, that great a player.
That's not people in their prime.
So what if you did an open tennis tournament and it was like literally just anybody who wants to play tennis? And so you get 32 players and 20 of them are men, 13 of them are women.
Right. Just pull from the top rankings of the men and women's tournament. I'm not saying you have to do it all the time, but like it's the open question. It's just like the assumption that the women are always going to lose. And so they have to be separate. And you look at, you look at Steffi Graf, you look at Serena Williams, look at I see men that I feel like these people could beat, especially with like modern racket technology and everything. Like so much of the game is, the mental toughness of Steffi Graf versus some guy who's stronger and can serve faster, but still get destroyed by someone who puts the ball back and has a good mind for the game. So I would love to see that at some point.
Yeah, I think the feeling is that the strength of the men in terms of the speed at which they can hit the ball is so great that the best men would beat the best women.
That's possible, but I think that needs to be tested. Because I don't like the idea that it's just an assumption and that we should never revisit that. Because again, I can serve at 140 miles an hour. So what? Little stubby, tubby Andre Agassi was the best returner in the history of the game. You're telling me no women can return like that? You just got to get knowing where to be, getting yourself there, getting your racket in the right position. Like, I'm not saying, but it's like, did he have to be strong to return a 140 mile an hour serve? No, we just need to be good at tennis. There are plenty of women who are good at tennis, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, the people who do tennis seem to think that it's a foregone conclusion. But yeah, you're right. It would be interesting to see. They talked about it, but they generally talk about it. It's like the U.S. Open in concept of anybody can, like for golf, anybody can qualify, right? What if you just ran a straight up tournament that was men and women, and what would happen? I think everybody feels like the men would win, but I think what would certainly happen is that the women would do, women would beat men at various points, but it might be that the top tier of men just are, they're just serving.
Well, here's the thing, like if you just did it once, I think the result would be lopsided because professional women tennis players are trained to beat women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're trained to play people who play like women, who have women's strengths and weaknesses. Male players probably have a different set of strengths and weaknesses, and I think it's an entirely different sort of combat atmosphere. And the same token for the men. They're trained to beat men, and they won't be aware of what the women are going to do. But initially, I feel like the unfamiliarity wouldn't give... Like, you'd have to do this over and over and over again until people got it into their head. They got out of their separate... It's like the Galapagos, where they're on separate islands evolving separately. Right? Because it's almost like two entirely different games, right? You need to put them together and let them evolve forward and then see where things shake out. Because of all the sports, it's not like tennis is not entirely and probably not even dramatically decided by the things that we males generally are better at, more upper body strength and stuff like that. There's so much more to it than that. It's not arm wrestling. It's not boxing, right?
Right.
You're hitting a ball.
I'd love to see Roger Federer and Serena Williams play tennis. That would be awesome.
Federer's old now. That's not fair.
Well.
So old.
He is old. It's true.
Serena should just throw all her trophies at
him. Nadal can come in there.
If his knees don't explode, yeah.
Yep. Andy Murray. They talked about Murray and Serena playing a match, and
it's like an exhibition. Oh, it's just for fun or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it has to be like a thing that people care about. All maybe right. Someday.
Robot or not.